Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. My name is Betty Taylor. I have a reservation code.
Okay. Hold on one second. Yeah, let me pull up the screen here, and then if you could repeat back the code to, 4 digits at a time, please.
Okay. Then.
And I'm ready when you are.
Okay, 2311.
Okay.
0801.
01. Okay.
0048.
All right.
5888.
88. Okay. Just one second. I'll pull up the information that we have on file for you. And I know I'm speaking with Betty from Betty's Restaurant.
Yes.
Okay. One second here. And okay. So, Betty, we're having a new phone system recently, and I'm just curious if there's a good number to reach back out to you in case we get disconnected. We've had a couple bugs this week.
Okay. My cell number is 754.
Okay.
581-3540.
Yes. 3540. Perfect.
Uh-huh. And,
okay. So I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file. Are you still located at the 601 Northwest 22nd Road?
Yes.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311?
Correct.
Okay. And the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp? All right. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you any information today?
Okay, Betty's Soul Food.
Betty.
Two S's.
Okay.
954@gmail.com.
954@gmail.com. Got it. Okay, perfect. So, Betty, what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs that can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit for you to help you out.
Okay.
So were you looking for equipment, or you looking for a little operational capital, or what were you looking to do?
Equipment and not really equipment, operation capital. I need capital.
All right.
I need some money to working capital and working capital.
Perfect, perfect. Were you kind of expanding, or just take care of operational costs?
Yes, I need money for operating, and I'm just robbing Peter to pay Paul every day.
Basically, yeah, I understand. I totally understand. It doesn't come from one direction; it comes from another, and it's nonstop. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
Okay, hold on one second, my assistant. Hold on.
Sure.
Another thing, how much is the interest rate?
Okay, so with our working capital loans, they are unsecured, meaning that they're not collateralized, so they are a little more expensive. Starts around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. But they are short-term loans, and there's also early payoffs as well. So there's kind of a trade-off there. If you wanted to pay off the loan early, there's discounts involved that kind of counteract the higher cost of funds.
Okay. All right. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes. Let's try 200,000.
Okay. So there is a little bit of there are some requirements as well. So the loans are based off of the sales of the business from the previous year. Betty, would you happen to know what you guys did in sales, like a ballpark figure last year?
We're doing about $60,000 per week. I mean, per month.
Okay.
60 times 12.
That's about $720,000.
Yes.
Okay. So we are able to land 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So we're looking at, you know, right around 100,000 would be the upper limits of what we could make available initially. Now, would that be beneficial to the business?
Pardon me?
Would that help out the business, the 100,000?
Yeah, the 100,000 would do it, yes.
Okay. Just a couple other questions here. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it, you know, above average, fair, not so fair?
My personal credit is about, I don't know, I think it's about 5, so it's not, maybe 6, I don't know.
Okay, because we deal with credit tiers A through D, so that's not an issue. And then have you ever had a working capital loan before? Or would this be your first time?
I have one with the credit card company.
Okay.
This is what's frustrating me because they charge you so much interest.
Yeah.
I did it a couple of times. The credit card, which I'm in the process of one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get out of that because it's killing my working capital I sell the credit card. And it's killing me.
So what are they taking out of a... What are they taking out each day?
I'm looking at they're talking about 40%, 40-something%.
That's insanity. I don't even know how that's legal.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm suffering so much right now.
Okay, so what we're looking to do is pay off that balance, and then you would net the remaining for your operational costs. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay. About 20. I called them. They called me the other day. It says like $22,000. So
is the remaining balance?
Of like $80,000, you would give me like $80,000, yes.
Yeah, so you'd probably net right around $78,000 after paying off. Who is the merchant that you're working with? Who is the lender that you're working with the credit card?
I have the number, the company. But listen, let me ask you something. How much is your interest rate?
So again, it will start at like 10 cents on the dollar. It's not a rate, so it doesn't... it won't fluctuate. It's when you get a loan from us, on the first page of the documents, it'll say you're borrowing $100,000. This is what you're paying back over this amount of time, and this is what your payment will be each day or each week. So it doesn't fluctuate. You know what what's being taken out of your account, so you can budget accordingly to it. So
how much coming out of the account?
So I don't know that yet. We don't know what you're going to get approved for and what kind of terms. So I can't really give you concrete numbers on that. I wish I could.
Yeah,
but
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, the name of the company is BFS.
Okay. They're actually in our network. I'm familiar with them. So.
You know them. Okay.
Yeah.
They're charging me 45%. That's too much. I can't make it like this.
Yeah, I completely understand, Betty. It's I've never heard of that, such a high rate. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Absolutely. So I take it there. It's an immediate need. So you'd like the cash as quickly as possible.
Okay. What do I need to do?
Okay. So what I'm going to do is put together an email for you, and I'll have a list of the documents that we would need. We'd look at some bank statements. We'd look at the most recent tax return. And then if you could provide the contract that you have with BFS, that way that would give our underwriting department the best snapshot of your business to make the best offer possible without creating a burden on it. We know that you're going through some troubles right now with BFS. The rates are ridiculous.
Okay. My taxes... I'm working with my CPA.
Okay.
There's some additional things I had to take care of for them.
Okay.
Like,
do you have... So the 2015 aren't done yet?
No, it's not done yet.
Okay.
He's
do you have...
waiting on me for some paperwork.
Okay. How about do you have the 2014 and perhaps like an extension? That'll work as well.
Well, I think I'll look at... I'll get the CPA. I can give you the CPA number and everything later on. We can get that.
Sure.
Yeah, 2000.
Yeah, you know, I'll get put some options there for you. We could actually do a profit and loss as well, if that might be easier for you. So I'll list that all out in the email I'm going to send out to you. And then lastly, have you reached out to your local bank at all? Have gotten any feedback from them? Have you tried
No, I didn't do a local bank, no.
No, it's just too much of a hassle.
Right.
Okay.
You
Alrighty.
Think you're going to be able to help me?
You know, it sounds like, you know, with the amount of cash flow going through the business that we could make some cash available to you. You know, I'd give you a more definitive answer once we're able to look at, you know, bank statements and see how the cash flow is with the business. Because again, it's a cash flow based loan. So it sounds like you guys are having good sales. So we definitely could possibly make something available for you to help you out.
Okay.
And at the very least, I think that we could get you enough to pay off BFS and then have, you know, something there for you to net as well. I'm not sure if it's going to be $100,000 that would make available, but it sounds like we can do something for you.
Okay. All
okay.
Right, just send it to the email and let me know what you need, and then we'll do what I can with it, okay?
Sure. I will have that over to you in about 10 minutes.
And I have all the information so I can get in contact with you, okay?
Absolutely. My direct dial will be on there, so if there's any questions, you can just reach me directly.
Okay, babe. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Betty. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, babe.
All right, bye.